Welcome to Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. I hope you're having a fabulous day. We're going to dive into God's Word in Luke chapter 8 in just a few moments. But if you're enjoying this series, Getting to Know Jesus, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're inside that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us accomplish our goal, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. So what is happening in Washington State today? Well, we have just come through the primaries and we're entering into the midterms. And so we have a great opportunity to serve our neighbors and those around us by helping them gather a biblical worldview. So this is the time you should go out and meet candidates. You should step into that public square. You should be praying for the elections that are happening around you in your county. And just make sure that you're an informed voter. So I want to encourage you to start thinking about that, because we know that it's going to come really quick when we need to place our ballots and turn them in. So making sure that you're going to steward 10 to win and that you are ready to just really be informed about the candidates that are running for office. All right, let's go to Luke chapter 8. And we're learning about Jesus. Soon afterwards, Jesus began going around from one city and village to another, proclaiming and preaching the kingdom of God. Wow. If Jesus proclaimed and preached the kingdom of God, we as well should be preaching and proclaiming the kingdom of God. You say, what does that mean? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We should be looking forward to Christ's kingdom coming. And to understand that our stewardship here is on earth as we eagerly wait for our Savior to return. The 12 were with Jesus, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and sicknesses, Mary, who was called Magdalene, from which seven demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others were contributing to their support out of their private means. All right, so we have some women with Jesus as well. So let's look at his parable that he teaches. When a large crowd was coming together, and those from the various cities were journeying to him, he spoke by way of parable. The sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell beside the road, and it was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky soil, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up with it and choked it out. Other seed fell to the ground. Other seed fell into the good soil and grew up and produced a crop 100 times as great. As he said these things, he would call out, "He who has an ear, let him hear." His disciples began questioning him to what this parable meant. And Jesus said, all right, so we're going to get into that in just a few moments, but let's go back and recapture what he talked about. He said, the sower went out to sow his seed, and he sowed. Some fell beside the road. So soil number one, or where the seed goes, number one, is the road, and it was trampled underfoot. Number two, other seed fell on the rocky places. So we got the rocky places, and as soon as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. Other seed fell by the thorns. So we have the road, the rocky soil, the thorns. And the thorns grew up with it and choked it out, and then the good soil. So there's four types of soil that these disciples are inquiring about. So we may have that same question. What is this about? And Jesus said, to you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Oh, he went about preaching the kingdom of God, and now he's going to explain it. But the rest of it is a parable, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand. And that's an Old Testament quote. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. He says, all right, so we have the seed that fell of the word of God that fell by the road, by the rocky soil, by the thorns, and on the good soil. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Those beside the road are those who have heard the word of God. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart so that they will not believe and be saved. Interesting. So we have the ones by the road, right? And you may be here today and you're listening. You're like, yeah, I've heard the word of God. I believe the word of God. But the question is, are you like that hard, compact road? And has the word of God penetrated your heart? You say, well, how do I know? I mean, what's the measuring rod for God penetrating my heart? And well, has the word of God produced in you obedience to the word of God? Or are you just celebrating that you saw some seed? See, I think a lot of us, when we see seed, we get so excited and we're like, oh, we're saved. But look at this says, so that they will not believe and be saved. This is a salvation issue. Those on the rocky soil are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no firm roots. They believe for a while, and in time of temptation, they fall away. Okay, so the first one hears the word of God, but they have no belief, and so they're not saved. The second soil is they're joyously receiving the word of God, but there is no root system built into them. And then when temptation comes, they immediately fall away. The seed which fell among the thorns, these are the ones who have heard, and as they go on their way, they are choked out with the worries and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to maturity. Look at that. So these first three sets of seed, one believes but is not saved. The second has no root system. The third one is choked out by the worries of this world, and they bring no fruit for maturity. You know, sometimes I wonder, just because we see seed going out in the word of God and people joyously receiving the word of God, do we have a tendency to proclaim salvation over those? Like right off the bat, oh, you joyously accept the word of God, but we don't wait to see if the fruit's there and the maturing is there. But the seed and the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart and hold it fast and bear fruit with perseverance. So to me, I'm looking at our culture, I'm looking at our state, and I'm thinking, you know, we are praying for Governor Bob Ferguson to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We're praying for Patty Murray. We're praying for Maria Cantwell. We're praying for President Trump. We're praying for all these elected that if they don't know Jesus, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, we want it to be that authentic seed with good soil, right? These are the ones who hear the word in honest and a good heart. Wow, that's what we need. We don't need them having the seed go out, fall by the road, the seed go out, fall by the thorns, seed go about, fall by the rocky soil. We need to see the word of God planted inside each of their hearts in such a way that that heart is a good heart and it holds fast, and then it bears fruit with perseverance. And I think oftentimes when we talk about salvation and we talk about the word of God being implanted into our hearts and into our community across Washington State, we get so excited when people receive the word of God. But the question really is it a good, honest heart? Does it hold fast to the things? Does it bear fruit with perseverance? Do we see something happening inside? Because if you truly have the word of God planted in, the gospel message planted in your life, it's going to produce some fruit, and it's going to mature you. It's going to influence and affect the way that you live your life, the policies that you vote for, the things that you do in the public square, the way that you're a boss or an employee, the way that you interact in that public square, the way that you're a spouse or you're a child, whatever it might be, whatever position God has entrusted to you. If the word of God is truly setting deep into your heart, Jesus says that you're going to mature and with perseverance produce fruit. So there's four soils. Let's be really careful of saying, Some of us want to say, saved, 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 saved. They're all saved. No. The Bible says otherwise. There's only one out of the four that's saved. And it's the one, let me read it again. But the seed of the good soil, these are the ones who have heard the word in an honest and good heart. And hold it fast. Hold fast to the word of God and bear fruit with perseverance. It's time that we have perseverance in Washington State, where we persevere all the way to the end. We don't give up. We dive into this word of God like never before and let it change our lives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. As we're getting to know Jesus and getting to know his teaching, we thank you so very much, God, that you are showing us your word. God, any area of our heart that is beside the road, would you turn it over? Take that hardness of heart and turn it over. Any rocks, God, would you remove the rocks so that the seed can go deep? Anywhere where there's thorns or worries, would you remove the weeds of our life, God, the thorns of our life, and that you would change us from the inside out? God, we want fruit that matures. Turn our hearts over to receive your word today. We pray for Governor Bob Ferguson. Turn his heart over today, God, that it would be fresh soil to receive the word of God in an honest and good heart that will hold fast and bear much fruit through perseverance. We don't need the temporary. We don't need the excitement of just seeing some seed get scattered. God, we need the fruit of your word in our hearts. We pray that same prayer for President Trump, Patty Murray, Maria Cantwell, God, and so many others, Suzanne Schmidt, Leonard Christian, Michael Baumgartner, Rob Chase. God, you know our list, you might say, of elected officials around us. Would you turn over their hearts, God, so that the soil of their heart is good, it's honest, and that it has the ability to hold fast to your word, God, that the seed can be planted and it can have a deep root system, God. And we pray for perseverance, that in due time, it will produce much fruit. Thank you for what you want to do, God. Thank you for the transformation and repentance coming to the state of Washington. Change our hearts, O God. Make it ever new. Change our hearts, O God. May we be like you. You are the potter. We are the clay. God, mold us and shape us, God, into whatever you would want us to be. We love you, God. Jesus, thank you so much for dying on the cross for our sins and raising again that we may have eternal life in Jesus' name. Amen. Now get out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you in your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.